too many Tic Tacs in the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3:38 starting time. Please welcome from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Matthew Wiley. Play away, please.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
Sucker, look at you. You out, sucker.
Golflandia 142 of COVID crisis 2020 for the history books. In case we look back or listen to any of these shows, that's why there's no golf. We're just getting through these weeks so we don't have any dead air, and golf will start again in June 2020, hopefully. No fans. But you lead off with a few good tournaments. You lead off with Colonial, which is a great golf course for skilled players. Narrow fairways, a lot of trees, a lot of trees. They have pretty good short game on that course. Pretty good hands, pretty good skill set. Crafty golfers, crafty grinders. The song I opened with was Group Love Raspberry. I almost didn't open with it because iTunes.com is, I love everything Apple. Some of their software is complete, utter trash. All I want is the MP3 off of iTunes, and you'd think that'd be a simple process. Holy cow. Holy cow. Easy, Matt, on the language. I just had... let's see, second Red Bull, perhaps. And I did about 50 push-ups just to get really pumped up for this podcast. Real pumped up. But that is my music contribution to you each week. Maybe share with you new bands or music that you had not yet heard of. That's Group Love Raspberry. I listened to that while watching the account, video on the account at Cheating Death, which I suggest you follow. And it was just some truck. It wasn't about the music at all, but I could hear on his radio station in his truck while the film was recording. And I had to get the lyrics I could to Google it and find out what song it was. Turns out it was that. There you go. No golf till June, but we do have intermittent Outlaw Tour and Cactus Tour play, including on DraftKings in the showdowns, which I'm enjoying. Tomorrow is Outlaw. No premier talent from the PGA Tour like Alex Chega going to come in and sweep in victory or sweep out or sweep away something. I just absolutely blew that analogy. It's not even an analogy. I just absolutely blew that phrase. But Lim Bassett, Slats, our boy Slats, Slattery, Porch, Carlson, Lilybo, Yeet. And then the Cactus Tour. What, Popoff, Sophia Popoff, shot a 61 today. Her and Burnham just cash checks every week. I don't know why anyone else shows up. They are so outclassed the entire field. We want Yada to win, but when Popoff goes for minus 11, day one, good luck. All your doubles are dead. But But golf is coming back. Bryson has gained 40 pounds since, I guess, September, I read. Someone should get a hold of him. TBQH. None of this is likely normal from a mental health perspective. I'm not a mental health specialist. But a lot of times, if you read on body shaping, a lot of times you probably need to go talk to someone about it. He said he wants to get to 270 pounds. That's a lot of muscle to maintain over your lifetime. I know if I weighed 270 pounds into my 40s, I'd be a giant fat ass. That's a stone cold, life lock, guaranteed fact. Maybe LifeLock should support this podcast. And I'll just do a LifeLock fact of the week. LifeLock fact of the week. If I'm 270 pounds, I'm a fat ass. So let's jump into the questions then, because this ties into Bryson and his weight gain stuff. Just real neat. It's getting real big at home by himself. Nelson Adcock, who lives in Georgia, who is completely triggered because his governor now has allowed people to go bowling again and to do their nails in Georgia. He says, in context with that, how long before you step foot into a public gym? Because they've opened gyms. I wouldn't step into a public gym if it was covered and filled with gold doubloons. Why do you need to go back to a public gym to go sweat on an elliptical? Walk around the block, Chief. It's outdoors and it's free. Walking is free. Running is free. Doing push-ups is free. You don't have to step inside Planet Fitness in order to get in shape. Ask Bryson DeChambeau. He's doing it from home. What has he gained? 40 pounds since September? What are you eating? Spagoots and meatballs every day. Some pasta fazoulous. Gobble, gobble. I mean, I could gain, well, when in my 20s I couldn't, and now I could gain 40 pounds by, what, 7 a.m.? Easy. I got a tub of Cool Whip in the back. I'll put that shit on Triscuits. I'm looking at some right now. That sounds like a good idea. Triscuits and Cool Whip. What do you think, Edwin? Edwin! The ghost in my office. I don't care you're here. We're cool, obviously. And thank you for cleaning the toilet last weekend. Edwin the ghost in my office who died in here 200 years ago. Used to be the Transylvania Printing Company. I've said it before on podcasts. If you're just tuning in to this podcast, my office is effing haunted. I looked over my shoulder before I started this podcast. Why? Because it's there. Where was I? Oh, yeah. You think it can bring this back? Triscuit on podcast. Triscuit on Cool Whip. Cool Whip on Triscuits. That's how I'd gain 70 pounds by morning. 270 pounds. Whatever. Shut up. How long before you step in a public gym? I think I answered that. Never. Never. Nothing. Life is not, as I've said, life is not going to just pop back into place. And people just jumping into movie tavern, nuts to butts, eating popcorn and fucking shrimp. I hated that before COVID. I don't going to movie theaters that smelled like feet, eating. It sucked. I have to have outs whenever I am somewhere. That's why I don't like large gatherings. I have to have an exit door because I just have to get out and get some fresh air to do my walk or run or swim, which is done for free, not at Planet Fitness. But going, none of this stuff is going to come back. Just lock, stock, and barrel Monday. Movie tavern. Do you know what it's like to listen to people eat popcorn in dead silence? Yes. Show the video now of me, of the guys dancing, carrying the coffin meme. The greatest meme on in history. Chewing popcorn, watching a movie for 3 hours. I paid for this? No thanks. Your COVID hands all over me. Go away. Right, Edwin? That's right. Help yourself some Cool Whip, dude. It's in the fridge. I got new stuff. No, it's not. It's new. Former YN gank tracker. What the hell is that Twitter handle? I probably shouldn't have said it because it doesn't sound right or good. Anyway, at T Dare Marquee. Is Blair McKeithen the Brandon Hagee of the Outlaw Tour? I don't know. But if you mean Brandon Hagee, who can hit it a mile and putt, but has challenges winning, then yes. Lane Ortenberger, who do you like for the upcoming LPL playoffs? I have to apologize for any sort of derogatory comments I had about LPL, CSGO, NASCAR, esports, all of it. None of that I liked. LOL rules. I picked a team, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning last night. No research. Left 4,000 on the table. Had Jackie Love as my captain. And for those of you experts who didn't have Jackie Love as your captain in LOL, subscribe to me. Free subscriptions. LOL Andia for a year. I don't even know what they're playing, to be honest with you. But I was sixth in a single entry. With 111 entries. There you go. There you go, Aswimozo. I beat you by 5 spots, Chief. That's right. That's right. Chef Perm, food service workers. Here comes the tongue-tiedness. Too much Red Bull. My tongue's going numb. Foods, by the way, the green Red Bull, the lime version of it, the new one, not the best effort. It tastes like melted green lifesavers, if you know what I mean. Yes, vom worthy. Food service workers. Food service workers, grateful for them. Me talk good. All should wear masks, yes or no? Do you say something? If so, how to delicately deliver? I guess so. I mean, I haven't been out to one restaurant or picked up any food outside of our house in 6 weeks on rotation. So I don't know. Much like Movie Tavern, I'm not going to race back to Denny's. Top three, The Honest Penny, Penny Check. Great follow, great follower, like him. Top three favorite movies or books or podcasts. Top three favorite movies, Game, Prestige, anything Christopher Nolan, really. The Game, I've talked about that on Twitter. If you haven't seen The Game, it's from the mid-90s with Michael Douglas. You sit your fat 270-pound ass down and you rent it. You rent it. If you don't like it, talk to me. I will reimburse you through my iTunes account. The Game, The Prestige, Truman Show. Probably top three. Favorite podcasts. I listened to one, Alec Baldwin's. I probably have listened to the John Dean podcast interview with Alec Baldwin 300 times. And I have such an auditory deficiency in terms of my processing, I still don't know what it's about. Visually, I'm off the charts. If I see something tied to audio, I've got it. I cannot read well. I do not listen well. Sorry. Family. Three books. I'll give you one book because I'm not a great reader. But Virtue of Selfishness by Ayn Rand. talks about working on yourself, talks about objectivism, talks about you figuring out you first before you think or can have an impact on anyone else. Your own happiness is your moral pursuit. And if everyone acted that way logically, to seek the truth, to seek your own happiness, to better yourself, we'd all be a greater society. That's how individualism works best. But since we don't do that, we've got to pick up the pieces for society sometimes. Great book. Hank Mardukas, Chief _ Weber. Is the Venn diagram of DFS Golf Twitter, minus Wiley, of course. Thanks, Chief Weber. Is the Venn diagram of DFS Golf Twitter and self-proclaimed medical doctors just a circle? I think of all Twitter that aren't experts on any subject, the circle, it's just a circle. Be credentialed in the subject, or at least be open-minded enough to look at the other side and not be so hardened in your belief system. That typically is wrong. Some people are permanently muted based on their... I haven't weighed in on much of it. I've read a lot of it. But permanently muted based on your egregious takes. Objectively bad. And I'm an objectivist. Charlie R. Cross 1919. Are we doubling down on $GUSH? Yes. Oil is trading at negative dollars, but I'm going long on GUSH. What is it? An ETF? Bullish ETF? Of petroleum exploration? Yes. It's a $700 stock trading for $28. I'm all in on those options. Calls. June, September 2022, all in. Multiple questions from Charlie. The troll, the lovable troll, HTBTC23, Christopher. Maybe it means like the heartbreak kid or something. That's what that means. Because he likes wrestling. He likes wrestling. I like wrestling. How does it make you feel when someone presses the crosswalk button, but then walks across anyway before the signal, and you have to sit at the light even longer now? Well, I mean, sorry. Shocker, you don't care about pedestrians, much like another person who listens to this podcast who doesn't tip to go order people who bring it to their car. He just feels it's against his every moral fiber to tip people who prepare the food, put in the bag, and bring it out to your car. Why? We've had this long debate. It's been 3 months now about why that is the case. I won't name his name because he'll get bitter at me in DMs tomorrow. But just because the person wasn't waiting at your table and waiting for you to finish your pasta fazool on top of a pork chop, they don't get 20%. To answer the crosswalk question, this is a plague on America. No one in this country as a driver, A, knows how to fucking drive. B, that includes knowing what a flashing left turn signal is, yellow, and to move out to the middle of the intersection to not waste time. There are some people with a flashing yellow who just stay behind the line and wait for that fucker to turn red. Those people need to have their licenses taken away from them. Secondly, crosswalks. If I'm a pedestrian in any city and I push the button and it's flashing, there is no way 95% of those people are going to stop. They just don't. Unless you're on A1A when in South Beach area where you're supposed to and people know to. But everywhere else, you rip right through the crosswalk. There is one outside our office here. I just do it to test. I'll walk across the crosswalk, and there's drivers who will honk at me. I almost kicked a guy's window in when I was drinking because he honked at me for crossing. Because then he hit a red light right in front, and I was like 400 meters away, and I was drunk. And you don't want that guy. Crosswalk. Of course, just stop for people. They're fucking people. I'll stop swearing. I'm really not that mad. I just had a lot of Red Bull. And I'm scared of this ghost. Charlie R. again, his final question. Cross 1919. Joe Burrow up or down? Up. Will the Bengals draft him? Probably, I don't know what they'll do. Who cares? Who cares about the NFL? Matt 0181. I like Matt 0181. More likely first, Spieth win or positive GDP? Positive GDP. I'm not sure Spieth will ever win again. Hot take. Hot take. What was the segment called I started in the front of the podcast? Oh, yeah, the Life Locks. Brought to you by Life Lock. Spieth will never win again. Life Lock. Buy yours today. Lock your life today. David Rocket, the underscore shimmy 37. What's the best concert you've ever attended? Surprisingly, to tie this all together, not surprisingly, I don't go to many concerts. I did go to Coldplay. We did. And that was an amazing concert. But whatever. Who cares? Big underscore scanner, Ahmad Husana. Everything good with Team Wiley? Your wife's arm healing up okay? Yeah, everything's great. So people are concerned about my mental health. Everything's good, Ahmed. Hope you got your pad, your grid pad. I did another giveaway for grid pads on Tuesday. He got one. I wrote him a nice little note. Brandon, Daily Sports Geek. Hi, Brandon. How much time of the quarantine would it take for Baruff to start believing conspiracy theories? None. He's going the opposite direction. He is a hardened realist. Angry Floridian like Nelson in Georgia. You do not want to get on Ryan's bad side right now. It's fun to watch. Ryan will lead the crusade. That's all I know. Dan DiNunzio, DJD. Why do I keep thinking he's a dentist? DiNunzio, DJD. It's DMD, not DJD. What South Korean golfer has the best chance of avoiding military duty? None. Siwoo Kim said he, regardless of what happens, he's going to do it. There's multiple good South Korean golfers. Of course, Sungjae Im. From 18 to 35 in South Korea, regardless of your situation as a male, maybe it's male and female, but you have to do military service like many have it before. The exception is if you win an Olympic medal, I think you can defer it and go to a different stage and not do 2 years. But other than that, it's everyone. The other exception was, and I tweeted this back to Dan. Where was it now? Gosh, I just shouldn't have this prepared. I need someone to help me prepare this stuff. Do you want to be a producer on this show? Do you want to be my producer? Since my staff is down to zero, apply within. You can be a producer. Set up interviews. Talk me off the ledge. Get my notes prepared. You want to make a futures bet? You want to be a producer? You want to just quit your job, leave your family, move to Kentucky for now? Then slide into my DMs. Exemptions for conscription in South Korea. Exemptions are also granted for, outside of the Olympic gold medal winners, violinists, pianists, ballet performers, but not K-pop stars. Specifically, what's that band in South Korea? South Korea K-pop band, BTS, something like that. DTS. What the fuck? I should have had that prepared too. Anyway, specifically boy bands. BTS. I had it right. I don't need a producer. I had that right. Good question, Dan DiNunzio. Good luck in the dentist industry. Make those teeth white. Dan DiNunzio, DJD. He'll make your smile bright. Follow-up question for Dan. Dan, you get one question. I'll give you this one. Brooks over under 7.5 career majors. Over. Let's do the over. Tom E. Tom E. 41. Who are the top 10 folks you'd like to interview for your pod and why? I thought about this question and I don't know. I really don't. I don't really want to interview golfers because what are we going to talk about? I want to interview, I mean, unless you're a genuinely interesting person. Like Tiger, of course, because he had, but I'd want to talk less about golf. And what did you do with that shot when? And just sort of get into the envelope of his life that perhaps not many people know about. Going back to the press conference he had to do for the whole world to apologize for something that should have been private. I guess interviewing people that have had moved society forward, who've had cosmic, you know, effects on the world. I mean, just think of guys like Bill Gates, of course, but I guess that's too obvious. I had to give it some thought. I really don't have a lot of people, or I don't have any heroes. I'm not a jersey wearer. I just kind of like listening to people with interesting stories, and that person could not be, I mean, there could be someone. There's a tailor here on Mill Street, Earl. He was 64 years old. He had his own little shop on Mill Street. He used to tailor suits. You walk in there. He suffered no fools. He'd give you his opinion. He was very enlightened. And you could talk to him for hours. It was better than most therapists or psychiatrists I've met with. Clearly. He died of coronavirus. I read in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago. It was just, that's just sad. He was just a fixture around this office. There is a shoe cobbler, shoe repair store that's been here since 1965. I can see it right outside my window right now. He comes to work at 8:30 every morning, leaves at 3. He's done that for 50 plus years. Talk to him for days. Days you want to hear an interview. Life experiences. How things have changed since he started in business. I guess if living or dead, here's the 5 or 6 people I'd like to interview. Ayn Rand. Carl Sagan. What a fascinating intellect he was. Jesus Christ. Muhammad Ali. One room. Talk to all 4 people. And then maybe Kenneth Copeland. Yes. And add Kenneth Copeland, the guy who blew the coronavirus away from his $840 million church infrastructure, which bought him a G5. There you go. I like to learn about how things work. What makes the clock tick? I used to take apart watches when I was a kid. I didn't put it back together, but I took them apart. I want to know why things happen. I have to understand what's behind the mask. Because it helps with that puzzle of your worldview. Listening to every side, understanding it, and then that knowledge and that information, much of like what the virtue of selfishness and objectivism teach is it just helps with your own happiness to understand things better. Sometimes ignorance is bliss, don't get me wrong, because the more you know, the more jaded you become. But that is, and if any event, anyone has any recommendations on people that are enlightened, that have a great story, I'd love to talk to them. Maybe talk to my new producer. Insert name here. I'll look in my DMs in the morning. But it's a big factor in why I was able to, or started to, or for the third or fourth time, quit drinking. Why do I do it? Why do I react? Or why did I react in certain ways? What is the fire? What is the source of the fire that I need to extinguish all the time? Understanding why people act a certain way, and people act a certain way on Twitter right now during this crisis and have these cockamamie thoughts or believe in these absolutely seemingly bonkers conspiracy theories. Why? What is it? Why is Bryson DeChambeau gaining 270 pounds or getting to that weight? It's not as simple as I want to get big. It's not that simple. That's a good interview. But I just can't abdicate it to it just happens. That's why, you know, it has to be a cause and effect for me. For me. That's that. Why is there a phantom in this office that bugs me? Why? Is energy lost when we die? Or is it maintained? You can't kill energy. Is it just here? And it just floats around this office? I think Jay Moore had a good joke. Why do all ghosts have to be from the 1800s? Why can't ghosts be recently dead people like carrying an iPad? Some guy who fell in the pool carrying an iPad or something. That was a better joke when he told it. It was true. Have to understand why about these things. I need to. That's it. Let's see if we make it to 140. Let's see if I make it to 143. A whole new interview. A whole bunch of interviews lined up by my new producer, Unpaid. Bye.